Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, all the power that is due to your name. And Lord, we submit to yourself tonight, O God, even as we want to embark into your word. We pray for the leading of the Holy Spirit. We submit to the authority of the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, that at the call of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus indeed is Lord over all. Father, thank you for your children that are gathered tonight, even as we partake of your word. May our spirit be enriched with your truth, O God. May the light of your word remove us from every darkness, from every deception. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Today mark our day 18 of our prayer and fasting. Day 18, as we have been waiting on the Lord in this season, even as we surrender this year 2026 in the able hand of our God. Yesterday I was ministering, glory be to God, about the need of not forgetting God. Hallelujah. That the Lord was reminding his people from the book of Deuteronomy that when you reach to the land which I promise you, do not forget where I have brought you from. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because us as human beings, we have a tendency to forget God. When you study the book of Judges in the Bible, you see from season to season where the children of God had a tendency of forgetting their God. When they were in need, they cried to God. And when they were in abundance, they forsook their God. Praise the Lord. To the extent one of the prophets say, can a nation forget their God? But yet my people have forsaken me days without number. Praise the Lord. Some of you don't remember the last time you lavish on God. Some of you don't remember the last time you just sang a song to worship God just from your heart. Hallelujah. You see, you don't need to go to church to have a good relationship with God. You can have a good relationship with God in your home, in your house. Praise the Lord. That does not mean that you should not go to church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But some of you have forgotten God days without number. Hallelujah. You can't even remember the last time you are in church. You can't even remember the last time you open your Bible to read it. You can't even remember the last time you prayed. Hallelujah. You have gotten used to God that you are just waking up, running to work, and going for a coffee, and you drink coffee, you take your breakfast, and you know you have time for everything. You have time for gym, you have time to take a dog for a walk, you have time to go for taekwondo, you have time for everything, you have time for socialization, but you don't have time for your God. Hallelujah. You don't have time for God. You don't have that time of devotion. You don't have time of praising your God, of declaring his goodness, of his mercy. You don't have time to tell the goodness of God. You don't have time to become an evangelist of God. Glory be to God. Because the purpose of us as children of God is to evangelize the gospel. Glory be to God. When we are part of the kingdom, we can't be silent of what the kingdom have done in us. Hallelujah. So if you are right here, you are watching me, and you are silent, hallelujah, please participate. God bless you, Jasenia, hallelujah, for your participation. And encourage others to send in your comment, your likes, hallelujah. Tell the world, show the world you love Jesus. A time has come that us as believers, hallelujah, I see people running around in TikTok commenting in posts that doesn't glorify God. But God has led you here in a post that exalts him. Will you show forth the light you carry in the name of Jesus? Or you have forgotten God days without number? Hey, glory be to God. Let me read it. Hallelujah. Because some people, sometimes when you say things like this, people may think that you are lying. What is he reading? What is he reading? Hallelujah. But let us read it from the word of God. Hallelujah. The book of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32. Hallelujah. Let me open it so that we read it. This is very, very important, because I believe the Lord is leading me to visit this topic again. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32. Listen to what the Bible says. Can a virgin forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Hallelujah. Yet my people, even a virgin cannot forget her ornament. A bride cannot forget her attire. Can you imagine that the bride is getting prepared to go for a wedding, and you forget your white dress? You forget that that dress you took time to prepare for your husband to be. Hallelujah. Then you arrive in the wedding hall only to remember that dress you had prepared to go with in the wedding, you have forgotten. That is not usual. Hallelujah. Because that becomes your center of attention. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know if there are ladies in the house here. If there is anyone here who had ever forgotten their wedding dress and appeared in the wedding dress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not usual. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember when me and my wife, when we were preparing our dresses, our wedding dresses, how it took such a time of planning, such a time of getting the right design, such a time of getting the right tailor, and so on. And there's so much planning going into details. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So can a bride forget her attire? Hallelujah. Can a virgin forget her ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. They can't even remember the relationship they used to have with God. They can't remember those times they used to go to church with their parents. Hallelujah. They can't remember those times they used to lead choir. They can't remember those times they used to be an evangelist. They used to lead up an assembly. They used to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Have you forgotten God days without number? This is the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't accuse me. This is the word of God. God is speaking to us. Hallelujah. Are you the one that started well but finishing poorly? You started so well, but with time you got corrupted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, sometimes in my youth, even as I grow in ministry, I have seen people who started so well. I have seen people who are on fire for God. I have seen people who are leading choir. I have seen people who started by singing for God. They started singing gospel to God. They started lifting up the name of Jesus. But when fame came, when power came, hallelujah, they forgotten God. Mammon became their pursuit. They begin to pursue the fame of this world at the cost of their salvation. They begin to pursue the lavish lifestyle of this world at the cost of the King of Glory. They have gotten into the world. Some of you have stopped. You have even stopped producing gospel songs anymore. Now you are a secular artist. Not just secular artist. You are singing to lead men and women to hell. You are singing toxic songs. You are singing songs that can't edify anyone. You are singing songs that can't bring anyone closer to God. But yet there was a time you knew your God. There was a time you praised your God. There was a time you talked about your God. There was a time you testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living. There was a time you moved in the power of the Holy Ghost. Have you forgotten God days without number? Hey. Have you forgotten God? My brothers, my sisters, have you forgotten God? Is Jesus still the Lord of your life? Have you allowed something to replace the place of God in your life? I want us to read one more scripture, then we are going to pray. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the words of Paul. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How you finish matters. Glory be to God. Just the same way how you start matters, how you finish matters. Just because you started well does not mean you will finish well. You have to remain faithful to the God that called you. You have to remain obedient. You have to remain in that place of surrender. Even when favor comes, when power comes, you have to remain humble. You have to remain in need of God. Praise the Lord. You have to remain in need of God. You have to remind yourself you breathe because of Him. You have to remind yourself you live because of His mercy. Never reach to a place where pride takes over you. Never reach to a place where you can't be corrected. Never reach to a place where you think you know too much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Never reach to a place where you begin to depend on your strength instead of depending on the strength that God supplies, instead of depending on the victory that God supplies. And the enemy has a way of, especially in the peak of success, the enemy has a way of making us to rely on systems. Praise the Lord. Yes, systems can be good, but they are not lasting. System can be good, but they are not flexible. System can be good, but they are not refreshing. Hallelujah. You need God to be fresh. You need God to keep you fresh in His will, to keep you fresh in His anointing, to keep you fresh in your gifting, to keep you fresh in your calling. You need that intimacy. You need that daily fellowship with God. So never reach to a place where you become too big to pray. Never reach to a place where you become too big to come to the church service. Never reach to a place where you become too big for God. Because at that moment, you will lose it all. No matter how you started well, but will you finish well? Will you finish well? Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. God bless you, Im, for joining. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. So keeping the faith at the finishing of the race is a battle. Is a battle. Is a battle of surrender. Is a battle of giving your all to Jesus. God bless you, born of grace. Hallelujah. It's a battle. It's not easy. Because we live in a place where temptations are everywhere. The temptation, just the moment you leave your house, there is temptation everywhere. Even the moment you log into TikTok, there is temptation everywhere. But will you keep the faith? Will you keep the faith, or you will allow yourself be corrupted? Don't allow your mind and your soul be corrupted. Stay pure in His sight. Hallelujah. No matter what comes your way, stay true to your calling. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life is to see men of God finish well, is to see children of God finish well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the blessed memory, I remember the late Apostle Harry Das. The late Apostle Harry Das, the founder of Christian Co-workers, Christ Co-workers Fellowship, also known as CRISCO. I grew under the teachings of the Apostle, the late Apostle, who went to be with the Lord in his 80s. Even in his 80s, this man stayed pure in the Word of God. Hallelujah. He stayed true to his calling. He never compromised with the dignity of the Word of God. He never compromised. He stood with what he preached to the end. That is finishing well. And he finished well after raising hundreds of pastors. the ministry left behind is still growing massively worldwide. Crisco has become a worldwide ministry with hundreds of bishops, hundreds of pastors, hundreds of evangelists that are still doing the work of God up to today. Will you finish well? Will you keep the faith? Fight for the faith you have. Hallelujah. Don't allow anything steal that faith. That is what keeps you going. Because the moment you allow the enemy to give you a second-hand option, you will lose direction. You see, sometimes, you know, when people lose direction, they begin to pursue certain things, whether it is a job, it is a career, it is music, it is movies. They begin to pursue that thing with all their life, not knowing there is something they are missing. They are missing the peace of God. They are missing the joy of the Holy Spirit that comes from intimacy. They are missing, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know when you are away from God, you can't even enjoy joy? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything is rushed. Even when you smile, but you know very well inside you are crying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there are things that money cannot give you. Hallelujah. Money cannot give you. Sex cannot give you. Hallelujah. You need God. God bless you. Greetings, born of grace. Greetings to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Don't lose your faith in God, because the enemy is out there trading. The devil is trading. He wants to exchange something. He wants to exchange your faith with something, with an alternative that will destroy you, with an alternative that will lead you to a road with no return. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I always say that Jesus is the better option. Hallelujah. What is it that Satan is offering you that Jesus cannot give you the best? What is it? Hallelujah. What is it that Jesus can't give you, yet he is the Lord of hosts? Even and that belongs to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. David said, I look unto the hills. Where does my help cometh from? My help come from the Lord, the maker of all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the devil will come and lie to you. Instead, he comes to steal what God, he comes to steal the investment what God has put in you. He comes to destroy your life. He comes to destroy your children. He comes to steal your peace. He comes to steal your life so that you die before your time. Yet God has promised you long life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Praise the Lord. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. This is the prayer I pray, that at the final end, as I go to be with the Lord, I will be able to say these words in my spirit, that I am confident that I did what God wanted me to do with my life. That I didn't live my life carelessly. I didn't live my life in a wasteful way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I lived my life in a way that gave him the glory. Hallelujah. I lived my life in a way that left a legacy, that there was a child of God in this village. There was a child of God in this city. There was a child of God in this workplace. There was a man of God. Hallelujah. There was a woman of God here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Live for God. Live a life that you will not be ashamed of. Live the life that you will not be ashamed of. Live a life that will tie your grandchildren to see God. They will say, we want to know the God of our grandpa. We want to know. Hallelujah. Even Jacob went back and said that I want to know the God of Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Gideon said, where is the God of our father? The God that opened the Red Sea. Because there was a man that walked with God by name Moses. He became a reference to his generation. He became them are reference to generations to come. So the choices you make today can become a reference. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't live a life that your children will be ashamed of. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't live a life that your great-grandchildren will be ashamed of. Do you know the things you live to conquer and perform, you make it easier for future generation to conquer and do more. Praise the Lord. Because they will say, if daddy did it, I can do it. If my great-grandfather did it, I can do it. If my grandpa did it, I can do it. By the grace of God, I can move forward. I can fulfill my destiny. If my great-grandparent did not smoke, why should I smoke? If they did not drink, why should I drink? Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they conquered, I can conquer. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing you can't conquer by the help of God. There is nothing you can't defeat by the grace of God. Don't rely on your strength, but rely at the place of surrender. You are emerging victorious. You will finish well in the name of Jesus. Keep the faith wherever you are. Keep the faith in America. Keep the faith in Africa. Keep the faith in China. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. Even when you are in a Muslim country, keep the faith. Jesus know why you are born again there. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The most interesting thing is sometimes when people come from different part of the world and to a different part of the world, and they come into a culture, different kind of culture, hallelujah, they tend to forget God. Hallelujah. Because now they have come to a place where their lifestyle is so different. I remember when I came from Kenya to Chicago, I suffered what we call culture shock. Hallelujah. I suffered what we call culture shock. Praise the Lord. Because I never knew in my life that people could array themselves on the street to worship the devil. I have never knew like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I never knew that people could practice witchcraft broad daylight to the extent of even opening shops. Hallelujah. It is in America where wizards practice witchcraft broad daylight. Hallelujah. They practice witchcraft broad daylight. I remember near the place in Chicago, one day we had a problem that one of the apartment where I used to live upstairs, and down on the right, when you come down behind that person, there was a wizard that opened a shop there. There was a wizard, and sometimes he could intentionally burn it. There are things that they burn. I don't know what they call, and the smoke is very thick, and the guy could burn that thing in front of the door, and the smoke could climb to the second floor where we used to sleep, and the demonic presence could fill the entire place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One day when I questioned the guy, and sometimes the guy could walk with a big python. He could put a live big python. This is in Chicago. Sometimes he could wrap that big python in his body while carrying his child, and he could be walking on the street with a python. Man, these are things I have never imagined. I was like, wow, what is going on in this country? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because where I came from, people were seeking God. We were going for Kesha, we were praying, we were in Bible study, we were taught the fear of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Me, God did not even allow me to have a girlfriend. I didn't have the pleasure to have a girlfriend. Hallelujah. Because I was born again. Hallelujah. And I made up my mind that I'm not going to be playing around with girlfriend relationship. Hallelujah. When I'm ready to marry, I will enter into a relationship of dignity, of honor, a true courtship that will lead to marriage. And that is what happened. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But when I came, the culture shock. The culture shock. Even in the church. Hallelujah. But by the grace of God, many years have passed now, but I don't want to forget that God. that tender God I received in Africa, that God that burned in my heart, that stirred my heart to worship Him, that stirred my heart to seek His face. I want to keep that fire burning in the name of Jesus. I don't want my love for God to become cold within me. Hallelujah. Because I know there is nothing that the enemy can offer that can satisfy. Only the Lord is able to satisfy. Only the Lord is able to keep me in the name of Jesus. Only the Lord is able to preserve my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Just open your mouth and begin to appreciate Him. Begin to cry to Him tonight. Begin to tell the Lord that, Lord, I don't want to forget You. I want to live for You, Lord. I want to leave a legacy behind that I am those that walked with You. I am those that journeyed with You. Even an Eden land, even among the generation that doesn't know You, even among the generation that are wayward, I want to be the straight one, oh God. I want to be the one that will stand. I want to be the one, oh God, that will not fall into corruption. I want to be the one that will lead as an example in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give me grace to do well. Father, give me grace to keep my faith, oh God. Let Your fear continually burn in my heart, oh God, that, Father, I will never forget You. I will never forget how You are precious towards me. I will never forget Your tender mercies. I will never forget how You called me out of darkness to Your marvelous light, oh God. I will never forget how You removed me from the pit of death to the life in Your presence. I will never forget, oh God, when men rejected me, when my father rejected me, You received me with open arms. Even when my mother is not there for me, even when my father is not there for me, oh God, You are my father. You are my parents. Even when my parents were not there, You are my king. You are my Lord. You are my savior. You are my keeper. You are my healer. You are my preserver. And Lord, I return all the glory unto You, Lord. May Your fear be established in my heart. May You guard my footsteps, oh God. May You hold my footsteps in the name of Jesus. For the paths of the just are directed by God. May You direct my path, oh God, that I will not miss direction the rest of my days, the rest of my life. I will not miss direction, for You are my guide. You are my torch bearer, oh King of glory. Oh, let the floodgate of heaven flood my journey, flood my calling, flood my life in the mighty name of Jesus, that I will never walk in darkness. I will never walk in deception. In the name of Jesus, that nothing will steal my heart from Your love, oh God. Oh, bara ba 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 ba, jekete libara na mahanderi ba ba boshaya, yekebi ana mantoro boshaya. Father, awaken a tender love for You. Awaken a fire that cannot go down. Awaken a fire in my heart that will burn day and night. Awaken a fire in my spirit. Let this be prayer points for You tonight. Let this be prayer point. Pray that, Father, awaken a fire in my heart that will burn in my spirit, that will keep the watch in the name of Jesus. The fire that will never go out, the fire of passion for Your word, the fire of passion for the gospel, the fire to win souls, the fire to love You, the fire to live for You, the fire to do Your will, the fire to worship worship you in spirit and in spirit and truth. The fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire that will keep me in the wisdom of God, the fire that will keep me in the truth of God, the fire that will separate me from darkness. Oh God of heaven and the earth, let your fire burn, let your lamp burn within me, for you are coming for a bride that have kept the watch. Oh God, I don't want my oil to run. Oh God, I don't want to be the foolish virgin but went to the market to buy oil. I come to you, Lord, that you may fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let your spirit overflow. Let your anointing overflow in my life, in my destiny. Anoint my cup. Oh, baratama zine. Repete seberena mahantarabasha. Yekebi antana makoria. Rebababo shanta makaragidine mante. Oh, baranta makarie telebaria. Oh, Lord, fill my cup and let it overflow. Fill my cup. Let it overflow. Fill my cup. Pray, pray, pray that the Lord may fill your cup. That you will not be dry. You will be like a tree planted next to the river. It produces in all season. It remains green. Ay, 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 ay. Zelelelelelelelelelele. Oh, barabababababababosha. Yede manatala bandala badelea. Iparatama kondolo boboshaya. Iparatana mahande. Oh, barabababoshaya. For out of our bosom shall flow rivers of living water. Father, open my bosom. Open my bosom. Touch me, Lord. Touch my dry heart. I want to flow in your will. I want to flow in your calling. I want to flow in worship. I want to flow in prayer. I want to flow in praise. I want to flow in your word. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God, connect me, Father, with the rivers of heaven. Connect me, Father, with the streams of heaven. Streams of heaven. Streams of Egedi. Oh, mighty Jesus, connect me with the rivers of life. Connect me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that my life will never be dry. My life will produce sap. My life will produce life. In the name of Jesus, and life in abundance. I refuse to die before my time. I refuse the way of the wayward. I refuse the way of darkness. I refuse the way of corruption. I refuse the way of immorality. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is not my portion. Darkness is not my portion. Lies are not my portion. Wickedness is not my portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am moving forward. Lord, by the grace of God, by the hand of God, for you have gone ahead of us. You have gone ahead of us. You are paving the way where there is no way. You are making the way in the wilderness. Oh, Mahandara Baboshaya, Ye Peteri Bababo Shante, Repatara Baba, Jiparana Mosi, Ayadana Mahandari Baba, Zepeteri Bamo Zandara Bakoria, Ye Pete Seberina Mahantara Basha, Ye Peteri Bama Koria, Repatara Baba, Zepeteri Baba, let yokes be broken, let diseases be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. Let yokes of infirmity be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Let darkness be rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hand of the wicked be rebuked in the name of Jesus. For we call on our God. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of our God has risen upon you. Arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you just allow yourself in His presence, you'll just begin to flow and flow and flow and flow. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Because the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to lead us to the depths of God. That's why we need a quiet time. We need a time of refreshing in the presence of God. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. I pray that you have been blessed. Thank you all for those that join in today. I appreciate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Immaculate. Hallelujah. Thank you, children of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for being there. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are in this platform to lift up the name of Jesus. I pray that you have been blessed in Jesus' mighty name, and stay blessed and keep praying. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, keep seeking the face of the King of Glory.